Think of life without music.
Silence. Good pre-evening. You're tuned into an episode of Crispy Critics here on KVSC. Once again, my name is Sydney. I'm joined here in the studio by John Drake. We got a sort of interesting episode of Crispy Critics coming up today with a bunch of music coming at you.
Right, and it's really big bands, alternative music-wise, I think. And this new Bon Iver record, for me, it's a really cool place that Justin Vernon is going.
I think it's really cool, too. And I know when I saw this record was coming out, I'm like, oh, I should do that for Crispy Critics because it's going to be a big release, you know. I've never been one of those people who's sort of deep-dived into Bon Iver at all. I know there's some, like, super fans out there that are, like, diehard. They love his whole discography, where I only really knew the sort of big singles, big hits. But then I took a deep dive sort of into this new album, which is called I, that's how it's written out. And it's really cool. There's some sort of really cool stuff on there. There's some cool features. And it's just interesting when you take a look at it and all the cool songs on there. And the music videos are really interesting as well. And just some cool concepts behind it too. But just a heads up too, today we're going to be listening to three songs from both records.
That's so pretty cool.
We'll get into just a bunch of stuff.
We don't have a lot to talk about really, except for these are great records. What I found funny about the Bon Iver record is that it entered the Billboard folk chart at number one. Now, when was the last time Justin Vernon was straight folk?
Yeah, not for a while, because even on this album, there's just elements of kind of just a lot of different stuff, yeah, too, and it's definitely not straight up just folk music, so that is a little bit funny. But I think here, since we're going to be taking a listen to so much music today, which is going to be really cool, but I think to start off, obviously, a single is probably a good place to start. This is one of the biggest songs. I believe it's his biggest one on Spotify right now, too, which is a single with a music video for it out there called Hey Ma. A lot of people are calling it one of their favorite Bon Iver songs so far, too.
Mine, too.
It's a huge song. It's really cool. We'll just take a listen to it now. First track here, new music from Bon Iver off the new album I. This is Hey Ma on Your Sound Alternative, KVSC.
Outside, I took it remote. I wanted a bed. Tell the story or it goes. Tell the story or it goes. Full time, you talk your money up while it's living. Cold mind, too time to call your ma. Hey ma, hey ma. Too old, you know you mope it up. Well, you wanted it to hold that. You're back and forth with that. I waited outside. I was talking on door. Truth. flies crawling up the window to the wall. From dusk till dawn. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him, huh? Full time, you talk your money up while it's living in a coal mine. Told time to call your ma. Hey, ma. Hey, ma. Told folks you know you mop it up, but you want it, it's your whole life. You're back and forth with life.
You're listening to Crispy Critics here on KVSC. That was some new music there from Bon Iver. That was one of the bigger singles there called Hey Ma. It's one of the biggest songs on his Spotify right now. A lot of people are calling it their favorite song, and for good reason. It's super cool. It's really pretty to listen to.
And, you know, one of the songwriters is B.J. Burton, whom Justin has worked with for a long time. There's not a lot of guest appearances from B.J., but I tell you, the types of guests that are throughout this release just floor me. You know,
yeah.
People like Shani from Polisa and a bunch of Minnesota artists, Fogg, Andrew Broder, and J.T. Bates, they're all on this, and it's a great, great melding of all sorts of great, great people.
Yeah, I think it's a cool sort of mix of features, because sometimes people sort of overdo it, and then you don't hear the artist at all, but I think there's a good job of sort of blending all of them. But I think there's also cool, darker elements on this album as well. I hear it a little bit in this next track we're going to play called We, which I get a little bit more of. Okay, so there's a movie called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, and this sounds like it should be in the soundtrack for it. It's sort of like a traveling sort of movie, and it kind of sounds something like that, like something I'd listen to when I'm traveling a little bit.
Sure.
But a little bit of darker elements to it, but I really liked it when I first heard it. It's a super cool track, and we'll just get into it here. More brand new music from Bon Iver off of the new album I. This is We here on KVSC. Listening to Crispy Critics here on KVSC. That was a brand new track there called We from Bon Iver off of the new record I, however you want to say the title of the new record. But I really like that track. It also has a cool music video. There's a lot of dance in the music videos I noticed too, whether it's like lyrical dancing. There's some Native American dancing in that music video for the track We, which I know he's done a lot of stuff with some dance groups in the past, but I think that even adds some more sort of coolness, uniqueness to some of these tracks.
Yes, indeed.
Even.
So it's a picture that's all about the movement. And, you know, it's about the feeling in the lyrics. Justin Vernon likes the sounds of words rather than the actual words themselves. This is kind of part of the whole puzzle that is both the titles and the, you know, the name of the record, I, I. It's kind of like things are in between. And, you know, there's a lot of different feelings that I get where first the vocals are really straightforward and big, but then it's so well blended, you know, it's kind of like big vocal pillows. And for one example, Jen Wasner from Y Oak is a guest on one of the tracks.
Yeah.
It's a song called Faith, and she records her whole chorus herself, and it's just a beautiful piece of work. It's so great and big and synthy.
And of course, if you like Bon Iver, you're going to hear his sort of the thing he always does. He has his sort of falsetto with the harmonies, like an octave below it with his regular voice. And
right.
I love that. It sounds so good. And there's some also cool sort of vocal effects, like on the track. It's like the first sort of longer track after the intro called I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. But we'll just take a listen now to another track here, new music from Bon Iver, the third track we'll play here today. This is a sort of really beautiful, really pretty sounding track called Naim. You're listening to it here on Crispy Critics.
I can heal it. I go for the cast. I fall off a bass boat. And the concrete's very slow. And the concrete's very slow. All along the sidelines, big up. I'm over the dash. I'm having a bad, bad talk. But the berries still are calm.
Tell them I don't rest it on. And it can't be that it's
That was more brand new music here on Crispy Critics. New music from Bon Iver. That was the track Naeem off of the brand new record called I, however you want to say it. But super cool track. That one's super beautiful, super pretty. You got some great piano in there. And like I said, this album's awesome. I would go take a deep dive into it if you have not yet.
Yeah, it was released originally on the streaming services back on August 9th, but yeah. Now finally Jag Jaguar is putting out the physicals, which came out on Friday. The list of contributors to this release is just amazing. James Blake, Bruce Hornsby, members of The National, Moses Sumney sings on it, and it's all these people that are kind of connected in one way or another, and it's amazing to see that Justin Vernon has been able to utilize all of these different talents to bring out such a big record. I've heard rumors or heard reviews yeah. that say it's like he's not really going forward or doing anything new. To me, there are so many strong tracks, and we played a number of them.
Yeah.
It's just incredible to see how many new kind of redefining sounds Bon Iver has been able to come up with.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a step forward. I don't think it's a step back at all for him whatsoever. But in other good news too, if you're a Bon Iver fan and you want to go see some of these new songs, there is going to be a live show here coming up pretty quickly. Bon Iver is going to be playing XL Energy Center October 3rd. So it's going to be a really big show. So I'm interested to see sort of what the production's going to be like in
sure.
the live show. But I'm excited. That'll be cool.
I bet you it's a lot of loops. But yeah. it's also amazing to me to think of how big of an event this record is, how big the production is, what went into it, and the differences between that and the debut release for Emma Forever Ago.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And to me, there's this feeling like he's trying to make a statement through the various four LPs, and there's like all sorts of things that could just leave you really wondering and maybe want to dive in deeper.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really cool. If you haven't checked it out yet, go check it out. Hopefully go see the live show. It'll be cool. But we also got three more songs coming your way from another great record.
But they're short. And coming up on Friday, Sub Pop is releasing the new Frankie Cosmos release, Close It Quietly. It's a band out of New York led by Greta Klein. And Greta is the daughter of actors Kevin Klein and Phoebe Cates. And she's been at music for quite a while.
Yeah.
Took up guitar when she was in junior high and has kind of reset the band with a new bass player, a guy by the name of Alex Bailey. This new release has the most songs ever, 21.
A lot.
Yeah, and so many are just these kind of short things. But I understand as well that Frankie Cosmos has always had a lot of short songs on the records. Now, this one, to start up, I'm going to start with a song called Even Though I Know. This is a minute 33, and it feels like it's a fully formed song. All the parts are there, and it's just cool how they get it on in just a minute and a half. So here you go. This is Even Though I Knew, music from Frankie Cosmos on Crispy Critics.
We never talked about a thing.
That was Even Though I Knew, new music from Frankie Cosmos on KVSC's Crispy Critics. It's an up-tempo track and has a lot of legs, I must say. It's a good, strong piece of music, but very short. Amazing.
I know. I love it, too. I really do like short songs, but I always hate it when short songs feel like they're too abrupt or they're missing things, because that happens so much, I feel like, with any band if they have all these short tracks, especially when you have so many tracks like on this record where there's 21 tracks.
Yep.
But I feel like Frankie Cosmos does do a really good job of fully forming them. They're thought out tracks. They're not just ones that were sort of thrown on there to just get another song on
right.
the record, which is great. I don't want to hear any of those.
It's totally the case. So we're going to take a listen to one of the singles, a song called Windows, and it starts strong. It's a piece of music that is fully formed, and you know, Greta is letting the whole band really get involved in the production of these songs.
Yeah.
They took a long time to get these pieces worked out. They were working at Figure Eight Studios in Brooklyn for a long time. And I really do think that these 21 songs, though they're, you know, kind of all mixed in with ideas of like self-reflection and relationships, these are really cool pieces that kind of get, again, in between the dark and hard feelings to give you a wide palette of various emotional qualities.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen. This is Windows from Frankie Cosmos, and a piece that was a previously released single before Close It Quietly comes out on Friday. That's music from Frankie Cosmos on KVSC, the song Windows. There's a number of cool video and singles that were released. Wanna Go is a whole bunch of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is for sure.
The Great British Bake Off, right?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. But kind of mellow track. Now, I just do think that they worked a long time on dynamics and have really made a very full, flushed out LP.
I think so, too. And going back to the music videos, the one for Windows, which we just heard, I also really like that because it's Greta, and it must just be one of her friends just being dorks and having fun running around. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can relate to that. I've had so many of those days.
Yep.
But I love both of the Wanna Go one and the Windows one. They're great.
So when I was reviewing this, I thought that was a very strong A-side to the LP, the first 10 tunes. And then for a while there, I was having a hard time with the tracks on the B-side, the last 11 songs. Maybe not as strong, but it's the fact that there are a lot of minute-long songs on the other side. One, though, that's very special in the world of Frankie Kosmos is a trio. It's called With Great Purpose, and this features her father, Kevin Klein, on piano, and the backing vocals is Greta's mother, Phoebe Cates.
So it's like a family effort.
Yeah, it's a brilliant piece of music and clocks in at 1:23. Let's take a listen. With Great Purpose from Frankie Kosmos and family on Crispy Critics.
It's fine, but I don't mind when it's not fine.
There you go. That was With Great Purpose, the music of Frankie Kosmos from the new and forthcoming release, Close It Quietly. It's amazing. I know it was leaked, but it's also cool to think that we have so much background on a record yet to come out, and we're supporting it here on KVSC. So
that's true.
Big, big release. Though Frankie Kosmos has no Minnesota dates, there's a tour coming up with shows in Detroit on the 22nd of September, Chicago, Monday the 23rd, and then back to Michigan for Grand Rapids on Tuesday the 24th. So,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Sort of close.
Yeah, but it's worth checking out. I do think that this is a very strong record, and I think that this is a band that's got a lot of good coming, but you never know what the next lineup is going to be.
That's true. You don't.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, that's Crispy Critics for today, the six-song version. We're going to send it over to everybody's favorite,
Brian K.
for Diversions from 5 until 7 here on KVSC.
Now that we have the music.